In the summer of 1882, the Russian Orthodox Bishop Nestor boarded a steamship in Unalaska and was never heard from again. He was on his way to San Francisco when he fell overboard into the Bering Sea. How exactly that happened is still a mystery. A search party later found his body near the island of St. Michael, and Nestor was buried in Unalaska's Orthodox Cemetery, next door to the house that was built for him the year he died.
The history of this house is incredible, and it's really worth fixing up. It genuinely is.
125 years later, Pastor Paul Wilcox of the United Methodist Church in Eders, Pennsylvania, is standing in Bishop Nestor's living room.
Historically, it will look as close as we could possibly make it to the original, which I think is important.
Nestor's house has been empty for nearly 70 years, but this week it's full of stepladders and sawdust. Wilcox has brought a crew of 20 carpenters and plumbers to Unalaska to restore the historic structure. Outside, new redwood planks are being matched with the house's original siding. John Widener is crouching near the front door with a power drill, installing a new set of front steps.
What we've done, we took pictures of the porch before we started tearing it apart, and we're duplicating what was actually here, but it was really rotten and falling apart, so somebody that's seen it before will think it's the same porch.
The Pennsylvanians have been coming to Unalaska and Nome for the past 14 years on mission trips similar to this one, volunteering their time, money, and expertise to build new homes and churches and fix up old ones. This project came at the request of the Orthodox Church, which still owns the Bishop's House. But Dave Gregory, who heads the local church restoration committee, says he was still nervous at the idea of the group taking saws and hammers to one of Unalaska's most cherished landmarks.
At first I thought, uh-oh. Who are these people that are going to come and work on our historic bishop's house? And I've been really impressed with their ethics and motivation and their skills. They're really aware of the fact that it is a pretty special place, and they've been doing a really good job of getting her fixed up. And so we're hoping to get as much done as we can in this short time that they're here.
The bishop's house has fallen into serious disrepair in the years since anyone lived in it. Making it a usable space again has been a priority of the Restoration Committee since work on the church itself was completed a decade ago. Gregory says they were hoping to get it done sometime in the next 15 years, and the prospect of wrapping it up sooner has been a pleasant surprise.
We were thinking we were going to have to raise funds for, you know, quite a few years to be able to get this much work done.
Wilcox and Gregory both note that there is some irony in a bunch of Methodists fixing up the bishop's house. The house used to be attached to Unalaska's Orthodox School, which competed for students with the Jesse Lee Home, an orphanage run by the Methodists. That's all water under the bridge now. The Jesse Lee Home moved to Seward in 1925, and the Orthodox School burned down in 1960. Wilcox used to lead a church in the Fairbanks area, and he says the work the Russian missionaries did in the 18th and 19th centuries in Alaska has always been an inspiration to him.
Other churches have depended on their work. They're the ones that came and got the language committed to writing, and then they could translate the scriptures, and then they could begin to teach the faith to people, which you could not do without those things.
When the restoration of the house is complete, the second floor will be outfitted as an apartment for the current Bishop of Alaska on his visits to the island. Gregory says the local church is still deciding what to do with the rest of the building. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.